I'll just say that we have joint positions. So if you have joint positions, all this other stuff kind of doesn't matter. In the survey, one of the things that I brought up was Gaia talking about bone constraints. Now, something like bone constraints would be really nice in Second Life, because if I can mirror that up with, like, inside Blender or whatever, and I can just put a bone constraint, so take a bone and then parent that bone with a bone constraint to another bone, then I can do whatever I want with the skeleton. All of these other things don't even matter. But that's if we have bone constraints. It's the same thing with translations, though. As long as we have bone translations, we can make those bones move wherever we want. But how difficult does that work with animation when you're animating it? Because basically, every frame, you're going to have to keep moving that part to keep it where it needs to be.
I wouldn't go as far as to say that it doesn't matter as long as we have bone translations, because for like you or me, since we're making full body avatars and we're going to animate them all ourselves, it's fine for us. But for someone who is making like a centaur that's going to use part of a human, or for someone who's making maybe a furry that they want to work with other avatars and other animations, things that you want to make really moddable, then it becomes a question of, well, are you going to have to reanimate this whole thing in order to make it work because you're pulling this bone from over here and putting it over here? Or it's a question of making it easier to mod and making it more accessible to creators who are less experienced or who are not making completely custom avatars.
That's a good point. Very good point.
But I absolutely agree about bone constraints. I thought that was a great point when Gaia brought it up, and if that would be something that would be possible to do in the future, I would be absolutely giddy about it.
Yeah, so let's talk about bone constraints. Is there an established standard for how bone constraints can be specified in an animation that we would need to be, you know, respecting? Say, you know, is there a way to specify that in a BVH file currently, or is this a kind of a completely new thing that we would have to invent our own format for how that would be encoded?
That's way over my head.
Mine too. I know you can do it in programs, but I don't know if you can do it in an animation.
Yeah, because I mean, if we're going to add that, and it's this is very likely another thing that we'd have to consider, you know, post initial Bento release, just because I think it would be kind of a big project. You know, we'd have to figure out how do people specify that within whatever tool they're using, Blender or Maya or whatever, and then how does that actually get included in the animation file so that we can take advantage of it, and then, you know, specifically how would it work? The general idea that it would be nice to be able to have that sort of thing, you know, I can see you could do a lot with that, but I'm not sure about the specifics or about how much kind of prior art is already out there that we could kind of leverage off of.